This is Whip For It Podcast.
Episode 30.
This month's episode.
Dark Chapel.
Welcome back to Whip For It Podcast. Welcome back to the conversation, collaboration, introspection, intervention into the local comic scene here in the Philippines. I am Hub Pacheco, part photographer and part comic book writer. And with me, as always, is Ted Babon, part lawyer and part comic book artist.
Hey there. We're back again.
Yes. Welcome back to the, well, by my count, almost quarterly podcast.
Well, quarterly is still good, but better than biannually.
Better than fortnightly.
Yes, so we'll take it.
Right. We're on our way to becoming quarterly. This is the third. We can have one more, I think. We have time for one more, maybe one more. Oh, we can make it like a like the BBC thing. We could make it a Christmas special.
Yeah, we could have a Christmas special this year.
just because it's in time. It's you know, 2 months ago, 2 months later, we could do, and it's in time for Christmas.
So yeah, we could probably just come up with a Christmas special.
There we go. Anyway, so who do you have today?
A man who goes by the name Chapo
or
Dark Chapo.
Nickname?
Chaps.
Full name?
Dark Chapo 666.
Real name?
I don't know. You're going to have to find out. We asked that question too in the interview, and he'll give you a pretty in-depth explanation of how he came up with the name.
Yes. And in short, we didn't get the name, but, you know.
We tried.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to respect the guy. I mean, he keeps up a really tight, you know, tight lip on his identity. And that's pretty hard in this day and age where you can just Google everybody's name.
Yeah. Good. Good gimmick there, man.
Yeah.
It's like way before the internet started out, you didn't know what the Ultimate Warrior's real name was.
Or what the Rey Mysterio looked like.
Yeah, but now you know Ultimate Warrior, Jim Hellwig, Hulk Hogan, Terry Bollea.
Yeah.
CM Punk, Phil Brooks, that sort of thing, you know.
Until now, you still don't know who Dark Chapel is.
Yes, so he beat them all. Yeah. Can you imagine that? Damn.
So anyway, let's jump into it.
All right, let's do it. Okay, here I am. Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. Okay.
Okay, why don't you start the interview now?
Sobrang refreshing ng chips and tea. Chamomile tea. Okay.
We don't need to know that.
Okay, guys, we are here at Una Morato, the lovely bar/bookstore owned by Carl Joe Javier, Adam David, and some other people that I don't.
One other guy na hindi ko rin kilala.
Yeah, basta they own it.
That guy.
And they have kindly lent us this space for this afternoon, this
yes.
Lovely Sunday afternoon for our very cool, hopefully cool conversation.
Of course, of course.
Dark Chapel.
Yes.
666 of Silent Sanctum.
If you want to be technical about it.
I actually just found that out from Michael David kagabi lang.
Ah, okay.
Sinabi niya sa akin na ang totoong ang full pseudonym mo is Dark Chapel 666.
Yes,
or dinrap
yes,
mo yung 666.
Dinrap ko na dahil may mga Christian followers na ngayon.
So how did that happen? Where did you get
no,
that?
No, ako rin yung may-ari nung Dark Chapel na walang 6. Tapos nakalimutan ko yung password. So I had to make another one na may numbers.
Para. Okay, so why where did Dark Chapel come from? Or wala lang? It just came out of any something?
Started nung high school.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're familiar with Trigon. One of the enemies from the Gung Ho Guns is named Chapel. So hindi siya image comics, more on yun, anime siya. One of the villains is named Chapel the Evergreen. So, doon galing siya. Mm. Sa parang binabalance ko lang since man by nature, masama rin siya. So, parang dark, then Chapel, mabait. Good, good, and evil. So then new 666, then evil ulit. So so bad, good, then evil. So, more on evil side ako.
Interesting.
So, so heal ka pala.
Yes. Pero ngayon tinanggal ko na yung 6, so sort of neutral. Neutral. Neutral good, yung, neutral.
Corny ng neutral.
Parang
eh.
Si ano, si Dolph Ziggler?
Hindi, face na yun eh.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah.
Full on baby face. Anyway, okay. So,
basta hindi miss, okay na ako.
Okay, anyway. So, let us talk about yung shit mi lang ako.
Hindi, okay lang yan.
Okay.
Nakikisama yan sa okay. Interview.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, okay. Bro. Okay. So, pag-usapan natin yung Silent Sanctum manga.
Na ako na lang yung natira, di ba?
Ilan ba kayo yeah. dati? Can you tell us something
originally,
about that?
Originally, 4 yun. Okay. Like, 4 college friends. Tapos, naghanap pa kami ng 4 pa. Para, kunyari marami kami. So, naging 8. Then eventually, ako na lang yung natira kasi ako na lang yung nag-pursue ng career sa pagko-comics. So, okay. So 8, then 1. So, yun. Ako so, na yung 1.
Explain to us what Silent Sanctum is. Is it an anthology and what kind of genre?
And kailan siya nagsimula? Like what year or whatever?
Okay.
Para may konting chronological ano naman tayo,
okay.
Timeline.
So, nag-start kami 2007. Officially, nag-start 2007. Pero nung college years, binabalak na namin parang hindi lang siya mag-material, hindi talaga siya nagma-materialize dahil ano. Sige, next sem. Then hindi siya nangyari, then sabi ko, pagka-graduate, gagawin na natin talaga 'to. So ako talaga yung ano, yung parang ewan ko paano ba tawagin. Reluctant boss ako, pero hindi ako yung boss. Pero wala kasing gustong umako nung trabahong 'yun eh. So
you're the unofficial leader.
Yes, kumbaga. Yes, in a way. So parang okay. Napipilitan rin akong gawin yun. Eh, kasi walang gagawa nun pag hindi ko ginawa. So yun, ginawa ko ng siya. Tapos anthologies siya back then. Naka 6 issues ata kami. Then may isang art book na available ngayon sa Uno Morato for $180.
Nice.
Bilhin nyo na.
Smooth plug, bro.
Yep. So pagkatapos ng art book, gumawa na ako ng series ng mga issue ones dahil akala ko magre-retire na ako. Okay. O kasi hindi ako makapasok sa Sulyap.
Oh, ano yun? Okay, let's go.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Go.
Then, mamaya. I'll reserve that for later.
Okay. Okay, so yun na okay, yun. Okay. Okay, so kasi the whole time that I've known you since nung sa mga past Comic Con.
BLTX at first meeting natin, diba?
Actually, di ko na maala.
BLTX.
Bad memory ako. Anyway, yes. Okay. Parang
I felt that connection.
Oh, boy.
Nice. Yeah.
May sparks.
Oh, naman. Sparks fly.
Nicholas Sparks.
Yun. Pwede.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sige.
Ikaw anyway. So, yung time na, the whole time that I knew you, parang lagi ko sinasabi, lagi ba sinasabi, Silent Sanctum manga.
Tapos wala
na yung sa page mo, family. So ko, every time I see him, okay, group ba sila? Pero parang lagi isang tao lang. So parang, lagi ba ako maaga or lagi ba ako late sa event na di ko nakikita yung mga kasama niya? So honestly, thought na like, mag-isa ka lang talaga. Pero parang
family,
feeling mo na marami ka.
Yes.
It's like the people were there when you were around. Like when you were around, they weren't there.
Oh,
just bad timing for however long that was.
Kaya nga, all this time, kala ko talaga, you were just one guy. or namimiss ko lang talaga yung mga
hindi lang ano, hindi mo lang naabutan.
Oo, parang sobrang bad timing. But okay, apparently totoo pala yun.
Totoo. Hindi, may mga events na kasama ko rin sila. So, sure, 2 or 3 events. Kasi madali silang ma-discourage.
Okay.
Not to, di ba? Hindi okay. Sa para siraan sila, pero alam mo naman, may mga events na pangit talaga. Hindi mo naman makakontrol yun. So, pangit yung sales. As in, nilalangaw talaga kayo. Literal, paminsan. Nilalangaw yung okay. Lugar. As in, pangit yung venue, paminsan. So, parang nakaka-discourage yun kasi gusto ata nila yung parang madali ang success. I'm not sure, pero I have an idea na ganun yung gusto nila. At saka, originally, plano talaga namin mag-hire ng mga actors.
What?
Actors?
Yes, and body doubles. As in, hindi talaga kami magpapakita sa mga cons eh. Yun yung original concept ng SSM. As in, Mag-hire kami ng actors, body doubles. Parang kung napanood nyo yung The Dictator, may body doubles. Ayan. Para in case of assassinations or mga ganun.
That is interesting.
Na may mga guys kami na magbabasa ng emails namin, magre-reply sa mga DA.
Okay.
But that didn't happen dahil wala kaming pera. So, realistic lang kami, so I had to show up. Diba?
Okay, okay. Yeah. Ah, okay. So,
those were ambitious plans.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. If I have the money, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah. Okay, parang dinanig mo pa yung gorillas eh. Ano, well, kung saan na nangyari yun. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nagpakita natin yung gorillas, diba? So, in one of their concerts, live ata.
I think once lang.
In shadows, nasa shadows.
Yeah, yeah. Nasa shadows and then they have holograms playing for them.
Well, okay.
So wala rin silang choice, diba? Nagpakita rin sila.
Yeah.
Every, well, sa mga mysteries sa buhay. Anyway, so yung
mysteries about mysteries sa buhay.
Oh, life is a mystery, guys.
No, I would like to expound on that. Diba si Emiliana, di ba? She's my friend.
Ah, talaga?
Yes, yes.
Oh wait, friend mo before pa?
No, dahil nagco-codes kami, di ba? So parang make sort of kinship kami.
Codes?
Hindi rin siya nagpapakita.
Okay.
Okay. So may sort of kinship kami over that thing. Kasi okay. Parang ano yan eh. Hindi na nakikinig si Teddy.
No. Oh, sige.
Okay. Okay. Parang yung sinabi ni Gene Simmons yan eh. Na once you put on that makeup, it makes you larger than life eh. You can do anything, di ba?
Uh-oh.
I can do this interview. On a regular basis, tahimik lang ako eh.
Okay.
If I'm Dark Chapel, I can do fucking anything. Diba?
So it's a persona you put
yes, yes.
Up.
Si Rey Mysterio puts on his mask. Sino pa ba? Basta, you get the idea.
Yeah, okay.
It's for show. Sure. It's like you're totally different when you're off stage.
Yes.
But when you're on stage, when you're performing, when you're in Comic-Con, you turn into somebody else
yep,
entirely.
Yep. Yeah. There's that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde thing. Diba? Mm. Nag-transform ka. Yan.
Okay. Okay.
So may deeper meaning siya.
Oh.
Yep.
Actually, ano nga eh. Okay, so ano, FYI lang. Sino yung pinag-usapan natin? Si Emiliana.
Yep. Si Dead Balagtas.
Si Dead Balagtas creator.
Magaling. Sobra.
So hopefully you will have her on kung kilala namin siya ever.
Yeah. Sana.
Actually, di ba siya nakakilala at all?
I don't wanna know, di ba? Out of respect. I don't wanna know. Kasi parang sa narinig ko, naiinis lang ng tao dahil Parang may kinakausap ka tapos naka-veil. Gets mo?
Hindi naka-veil.
Hindi, example.
Oo, kala ko literally naka-veil.
Example lang daw. Okay. Parang may kausap kang tao tapos naka-veil siya.
Mm.
Parang di ba rude at saka annoying.
Parang
naiinis ka lang. Okay. Pero ikaw lang yun. Gets mo?
Okay.
Maybe for that person, okay yun. Parang that's his or her thing. Di ba?
Uh-oh.
So what gives you the right, di ba, to deny him or her of that right?
Yun.
At saka sa narinig ko dati, parang yun nga. More on, ba't hindi ko naisip yung ganun?
Alin?
Hindi, yung ganun, ba't hindi ko naisip na itago rin yung pangalan ko or identity ko? Yun yung kinainisan ng tao. Hindi yung kung bakit hindi ka nag-reveal ng pangalan or ng muka. Yun ay bakit hindi ko naisip yung ganung idea. Ang ganda nun, ha, diba? Sana ako rin ganun din. Wala rin akong pangalan.
Oh, so it's more of jealousy than
yes, exactly.
Frustration
yes.
That they don't reveal their name.
Exactly. Mm. So yun. Not everyone naman, diba?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
Or mostly.
Oh. Sige. So since we're on that, what is your real name?
Oh, no.
So this is something that never
you
be revealed.
I told you hard-hitting
I never revealed it. Okay. Lalo na pag nagdo-drawing ako. Pero siguro pag sa work, required yun, eh, diba? Di ka masasweldohan, diba?
Malamang.
So, required kang magbigay ng tunay na pangalan. Pero ito, ano to eh. I don't want to be reminded of work when I'm doing this. For fun lang talaga.
So yun yung reason mo?
Yep. Then I'm gonna do the Ultimate Warrior thing na illegally change ko. Yes. If I have the money, then I'll do it. Diba?
Ah, seryoso ka?
Yes, exactly.
But
why not, diba?
Problem.
Oh, legal eagle?
Legally speaking,
Sige, sige, tuloy mo. I don't wanna know.
US law is much more lenient with those things.
Okay.
You have instances where Warrior is... Hellwig changed his name to Warrior.
Yes.
You have Ron Artest changing to Meta World Peace. It's more lenient kasi with the US law.
Okay, so I need to be a US citizen or something?
It's much easier there. Okay. Kasi if here... you have to have good reason, as in
yung pangyari yung bastos yung
bastos yung pangalan, or it's just you really don't like your name kasi you don't know your father, or you're really resentful.
Okay.
But other than that, if you don't have a sufficient reason and just want to change it,
I think
it's
yung
very hard
resentful
to have
change. Part medyo pasok ako dun, so
so resentful ano ka ba?
Yes
sige, wild guess.
What? No not one of those hornswoggle thing.
And then
go ahead.
Macario.
No. Not one of those Spanish sounding. Basta. I have my reasons.
Okay. I'd
like to have that legally changed for, siguro, for closure purposes.
Closure?
No, I want to be buried as Dark Chapel. Diba?
Seriously?
I want to be remembered as Dark Chapel and no longer as that. Person I use for real life.
It's not. You don't need to use your legal name when you put your
tombstone.
Oh yeah, okay. In your epitaph. Okay. It's not a legally binding document, naman. Eh.
Oh
cool.
Oh.
On your death certificate.
I'm gonna do that.
On your death certificate, sure. Yeah, kailangan.
Yeah.
But when your epitaph, it's up to you.
Okay. Sige.
Thank you, Teddy.
Yes.
There you go.
I appreciate. I learned something today.
Actually, ako rin. I didn't know that.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
Comes in useful sometimes.
Okay. Would you know?
Yeah.
So yun. Okay. So those are your reasons. Na.
Yep.
No. Your reasons mo for not wanting to reveal your name because you don't want to be reminded of work.
What?
No. Yung, pardon? You want to separate. Your
life.
In comedy.
Yeah.
Everything else. Uh-oh.
Exactly.
It's more of
exactly.
That.
Oh yeah.
And may isa pa. Yun din yung usapan namin. Ng SSM when we started out na walang mag-reveal
ng name
age, wala kaming parang Reservoir Dogs,
Mr. Blue, yeah. Mr.
No Mike. Names, diba?
Uh-oh.
That's exactly
na,
what happened here.
Uh-oh.
So walang naghihiwaan ng tenga sa amin. Safe pa naman yun.
Okay.
Wala pa namang heist na nagaganap, diba?
So, okay. Yeah. No, but the thing is, diba, since you're the only member remaining.
So dapat nagre-reveal na ako.
No. Not that. Parang, how are you holding down the fort kung ikaw na lang mag-isa?
Mahirap. Kasi sila nakakalimutan nila eh.
Ano nakakalimutan nila?
Sila. Kunyari, mag-comics man sila or do something artistic, nakakalimutan nila yung persona nila eh. Nabibigay nila yung tunay na pangalan.
So, are you saying na merong mga local creators na kasama mo dati ngayon na di lang natin alam na dati silang taga-SSM?
Maybe.
Ay?
Maybe. Diba?
Hmm.
Pero kinikilala ko pa rin sila under that pseudonym. Not under their real names. Diba? That's that.
So, whenever there's a con, we'll listen around when you call somebody else by a different name.
Okay.
And we'll know that he's from SSM.
Okay. Aha! I'm gonna be extra careful, I guess. Pero... hindi naman sila nag-appear, so
okay.
Hindi ako natatakot, diba?
So, nasa na sila ngayon, yung mga kasama mo
I
dati?
I don't know, doing some other things other than art, I guess. Hindi art, as in work talaga.
Mm. Pero you came together before to do, kasi yung same interest kayo, diba?
At one point, I guess. Yun.
Okay.
But now, ako na lang, obviously, diba?
Okay.
So what keeps you motivated for doing comics?
From a time, I wasn't that motivated anymore, diba? Kasi akala ko nga mag-retire na ako eh.
Yeah.
Because hindi makapasok sa Sulyap. Major frustration. Parang Hall of Fame yun. Parang, parang si Macho Man Randy Savage. Na, parang,
kay Macho Man naman, ayaw ng
ilang,
family
ilang
niya.
Ilang match pa ba yung kailangan ko ipanalo?
Hindi, ayaw ng family niya.
Okay. I'm sorry. Hindi ko alam.
Some other dude. Pero si Macho Man... Siguro kung siya...
Kasi kaya si Chris Benoit na lang. Kunyari ako si Chris Benoit.
Should we even talk about Chris Benoit?
Kasi Chris Benoit...
Okay.
Even WWE...
Di pa naman proven yun eh.
Yeah, okay. Wow, di pa proven.
Okay, kasi Kevin Sullivan yun. Hey, Kevin.
Double murder suicide.
Okay, palingan sana. Pero yun nga, yung parang frustration na parang hindi ka makapasok sa isang prestigious na... Mm-hmm. Ano ko, award-giving body? Or recognizing your talent, diba?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Let's think of it as that. Then, dumating yung Abangan and Pinoy Comics. Then,
uh-huh.
that, that totally changed it for me. Na motivate ulit ako. Gumawa ulit ng comics. And meron nga akong ginawang agaran. Yan, yung nasa likod mo. Secret Arcadia.
Also in Una Morato?
Yes, also in Una Morato for only $40. Mm-hmm. Buy it now.
Oh, ito.
Yes, yes, yes. Exactly that exact moment nung nasabing, oh, kasama ko sa abangan, tapos papublish siya ng... No, back then, di ko pa nga alam na may Vivis print yun. Eh. Akala ko, as in, makapal na QBCC type book lang siya. Eh.
Oo.
I have no idea na mabibis print siya. Hindi ko alam na ganun aabot siya ng ganun kalaki.
Mm.
So, sobrang big deal yon. Na-motivate ulit ako. Nag-comics ulit ako. I actually produced 2 books, I guess, after that. Enjuriki and Secret Arcadia. Yan.
Okay. So, kung di dahil doon... Wait, so...
I guess I have quit like last year.
Kung hindi dahil sa Abangan.
Yes, exactly.
Abangan, which is, by the way, also Abangan available here.
How much is it?
I...
$250?
Okay.
Yeah, $250.
Pay extra. Buy more than one, di ba?
Also which available at Una Morato.
Oo.
Yes.
Edited by Carl Joe, Adam David, Rob Cham, and Albert Orr.
Orr, yes.
I'm sorry, on top of my head. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Tama naman.
Yeah, see? Yes. I know my shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So, hindi ko alam yun na parang you had, there was a brief period of time na parang you wanted to stop.
Na Razor Ramon, documentary ako.
At least di ka high on drugs and wheelchaired to the ring.
Like an old man. Gaya nga nung joke kahapon eh, di ba? At least hindi nagda-drugs. Diba? So, yun.
Okay. Okay, so, wait, ano ba yung, what happened ba dun sa Sulyap thing?
I actually don't know. Ang nasabi sa akin ni Josel, based on contributions daw yun eh. Pero sa pagkakalam ko, sila yung pumipili nun eh.
Diba? Contributions?
Hindi, magpapasa ka lang, then sila mag-evaluate kung pasok ka or hindi. Pero sa pagkakalam ko, sila yung pumipili nun eh.
Well, yeah.
Sa
first
and the second, diba? Sila yung pumili kung sino yung makakapasok. Parang kasi, isipin niya na lang, parang lahat ng mga kaklase ko, high school na, naka grade 6 pa rin ako, nag-repeat ako, di ba? Parang ganun. Ganun yung feeling eh.
Okay.
Parang kahit gano'ng karaming nagawa mo, hindi ka nag-a-advance. Nasa grade 6 ka pa rin, naka shorts ka pa rin, di ba? Yung iba nagpapantalon na, di ba? Khaki shorts ka pa rin. Nakakahiya, di ba?
Okay.
Parang balbon na yung legs ko, di ba? Dapat magpantalon ka na, tapos shorts ka pa rin.
Okay, yun. Okay. So, ano yung mindset mo nun na parang hindi ka natanggap sa Sulyap 1 or 2?
Both.
What? Both? Kala ko...
Hindi, kasi yung 1, pasok sila Josel. Josel, Oming, okay. Gets ko yun. Matagal na sila. I was hoping na makapasok sa 2.
Okay.
So, that didn't happen. that's kind of sad.
Did they request you to submit?
No, wala. Yun nga eh. Sila nga yung magre-request. Sa pagkakalam ko, sila yung pumipili eh.
Oh.
Although, sinabi sa akin ni Josel dati, nagpasa lang daw siya, then nakapasok siya. So, I don't know. Pero, I think yung winnings mo sa Comic-Con has something to do with. Kasi si Mel, diba, pasok sa one, sa first, diba?
Winnings? Earnings?
Hindi, winnings. As in,
awards?
Comic-Con contest, mga ganun.
Yeah.
Draw something.
Eh, diba for, ano yun, non, diba?
I know Mel won once.
Mel is like the Undertaker of Comic-Cons. May streak yun.
Okay.
Anong contest?
Hindi niyo ba alam na may streak si Mel?
Hindi. Ngayon pa lang.
Okay. Yeah. So, someone has to break that streak.
Wait, ano ba yung award? Ano ba yung pinapanalunan niya?
I don't know, pero marami.
Okay.
And every Comic-Con awards may award si Mel.
Mm. Wala naman, last year, wala namang Comic-Con awards. Ha?
No, after every 4 years. Parang election yun. Sa pagkakalam ko, after every 4 years, may isang Comic-Con Awards. So, yan. Then, Mel's gonna take it. Di ba?
Okay.
And nobody's gonna get surprised. Parang si Taker lang. Di ba?
And na breaking streak this
hindi,
year.
Hindi eh. Yung kay Mel, hindi pa eh. Di ba?
Hindi pa.
Yung kay Bo Dallas nga, na-break na eh.
Putang ina.
Si kay Mel, hindi pa eh. Di ba? Pero I'm actually rooting for one guy for the awards.
Okay.
Sana manalo sa Grassroots.
Uh-huh.
Si Francis Martellino.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a good kid.
Mm.
Galing yun. talino yung mga gawa niya.
Okay.
He deserves to win. Yan. Okay, not okay. Mel. Sorry. Sorry, Mel.
Okay.
Okay. Anywho. Sige. Yeah. So, okay. So, ano ka naman? Ginanahan ka nung sa Abangan.
Abangan.
And
Pinoy Comics. With Adam Passion. Oh, na kasama kayo doon, di ba?
Last minute lang. Yeah. As in, sobrang last minute lang.
Okay lang yun.
I mean, yung nilabas yun, kala talaga namin, tapos na. So parang, okay. Sige na sabi ni Giselle, mag-pass ka. Ha? Kala ko tapos na yun.
Maraming last minute editing eh. So, pasok pa yun.
Ah, I see.
Well, yay.
Yeah, ganda nga ang gawa niya.
Yay us.
Yeah. Thanks. Yay for everyone.
Okay. Mm. Wala, it's
especially for Will Sportacio's X-Men. Gusto. Hanapin niyo na lang yun.
Actually, hindi ko pa nakikita yung whole book eh. Okay. Hindi ko pa nababasa yung entire book.
Yun yung favorite page ko eh.
What?
Will Sportacio's X-Men.
Okay, sige.
Alam to nila Noel, Jocelyn, Carice, sino pa? Basta, alam nila yun. Favorite ko yun. X-Men. Gusto ko siyang i-frame. Gusto ko pa siyang i-frame. Humingi ng HD copy nun at ipaprint okay. Ng naka-mosaic or something.
Okay, okay. Sige. So, okay. Let's go back to ano. So, so nag-doubt ka na. Wow, okay.
Nabablaan ko na sila.
Hindi ah.
We're winning. Winning?
Winning where? Never mind. Go on.
Winning. Charlie Sheen. Winning.
Oh. Okay.
You'll find Charlie Sheen.
Okay lang. Ako rin. Hindi rin.
Anyway, okay.
2.5 men.
Okay, so.
Winning.
Parang naalala ko nga yun, bigla.
Naging addict, nag-addict siya.
Diba? He had a meltdown, he left the show, they killed him off, and then...
Ashton Kutcher.
Ashton Kutcher took over, and then there's no more 2.5 men, right?
Meron pa rin.
What?
Yes. Si Ashton na yung regular na Sheen character.
How about that? Mm.
That's that.
Mm, anyway, okay.
Sorry.
Enough about that. We don't give a shit.
Well, okay lang yun.
Okay. So, ano naman... So in essence, parang did Abangan like bring you back to
yes, you know, yes, made me like a phoenix rises from the ashes.
Talaga, parang alam
yes, yes, exactly. Parang ganun. Medyo malaki yung utang ko sa Abangan.
Okay, so, okay.
And to the people, mga editors, diba? So kung ano pa man yung request nila, I'm go ako, diba?
Okay.
I'm all for it. Yeah. Reading comics. Yeah.
Mm, okay, diba? Okay. Pero, is it lack of a, ganun ba yun? Parang, is it lack of affirmation kaya ka parang nawala ng gana?
Hindi, kung siguro, yun nga, parang yung kaninang nabanggit kung lahat gun mag-graduate na, parang may feeling ka na left out eh. Although, parang back then, hindi mo naman siya hinahanap eh, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Gumagawa ka lang ng libro eh. Pero parang, unti-unti na silang nawawala eh. Lahat sila, nag-exhibitors na. Dati nga, ako na lang yung nasa indie. Yung mga nasa indie, bilang na lang. Bukim Katje. Lady Storykeeper yan. So si Geodes, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
As in, yan na lang yung mga, sorry, si Chard Argila, di ba?
Mm.
Sila, ano. Sobrang konti na lang. Tapos, ang daming bagong grupo na once a year lang naman mag-publish ng gawa, di ba? As in, next con, di mo na sila makita. Kung magustuhan mo tong issue na to, good luck finding it. Hindi ka na makakita nun, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, bakit hindi, paano ba? Sinusupport ng Comic-Con? Ah, I don't wanna blame anyone, pero why aren't they supporting the guys that are supporting their company, di ba? Yun na lang, di ba?
I guess kasi business factor yun.
Yes, yeah, yes. Pero I back suppose. Then, hindi naman business eh, di ba? Parang fun lang sila eh. Diba?
Mm-hmm. Although now,
ngayon lang naging business, so medyo apektado. Although, parang yun nga, ako na lang yung natira, so yun lang naman yung sa akin, diba? Or maybe selfish ako at ako lang yung tinitingnan ko rito. Naka 8 years na rin ako, diba?
8 years of?
Yes, 8 years of making comics.
What?
Yes, talaga? Yes, 8 years. 2007 ako nag-start. Nauna lang sa akin ng isang taon si Jocelyn. Yes.
8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tayo ba ilang years na?
I realize we're so old.
No, not years of...
not years old.
Not age.
No, but still, like...
comics.
You're eight years, we have to be like 5 years?
Matagal na rin, di ba?
2010.
That's a significant amount na rin.
We're pretty old already.
10, 11. Holy shit, oh nga, no?
Diba?
I don't wanna be like the veterans na parang nagsisketch ka, diba? Parang kawawa, diba? Parang may sort of recognition naman in print form. Yun nga, abangan. That works for me, diba? Yan na yun sa akin. Yan na yung legacy ko, diba? Abangan din, Pinagomics din, kung may mga susunod pa, then I'm all for it. Pero gusto ko lang may isang makikita ng, I don't know, ng mga future generations or ng mga aliens, diba? Na mandi-discover nila, oh, sino tong Dark Chapel? Galing nito. ancient civilization, magaling pala sa comics, diba?
Okay, so, okay.
Yun.
Sige.
So that being said, like, you've been around the comic book industry for around 8 years.
Yep.
What can you say about the community?
Okay naman siya. Yung mga friends mo pa rin hanggang ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung okay dun. And most of my friends are galing sa QBCC. Like you guys, diba? Mm-hmm. QBCC alumnos.
Yeah.
okay tayo eh. Solid tayo eh. Unlike, I don't know, other groups, diba? I don't wanna there mention any, pero napaka ano, wine and dine yung dating.
Mm-hmm.
Wine and dine, what does that mean?
Fair weather friends. Yes.
Talaga, paano?
Hindi mo pa rin nag-gets. Fair weather friends and wine and dine friends. Parang ano ba?
Can we go into more details?
Pag good times, nandyan sila. Pag bad times, iiwan ka nila. Yun ang fair weather and wine and dine.
Ay, gets ko yun. Pero yes. Be more specific naman.
No, I can't mention names. Pero may mga organization na hindi nagtatagal, diba?
Mm-hmm. Organization?
Mga groups na lang. Sige, organization. Okay. Mga groups na hindi nagtatagal. Then, 2 or 3 books later, wala na sila, di ba? Mm. It's either parang nangyari sa amin, nag-break. Pero ako kasi, tingnan mo, kahit solo projects na siya, minimension ko pa rin yung SSM. Eh.
Okay.
Every now and then, hindi ko siya kinakalim. Dahil doon ako nagsimula. Yun yung roots ko, kumbaga.
Okay.
So, grounded ako. Honor ko pa rin sila kahit wala silang ginawa. Ganun ko sila kamahal.
Ah.
Okay.
That's nice.
You stay true to the promise, diba?
Mm. How has the community changed, do you think, like, through the years?
Yung progression from when you started, kasi kami medyo fairly new. New pa rin, pero ikaw mas matagal kayo. So what have you seen?
How has it progressed through the
As
years?
As I've mentioned, mga friends mo pa rin, okay yun. Then yung maraming gumagaling.
Mm-hmm.
Maraming gumagaling din ng mga bata na hindi rin naman against dun. Gusto ko nga yun eh, actually. Para. Pero yung culture pa rin ng cannibalism nandun pa rin.
No, what do you mean cannibalism?
Tayo-tayo lang bumibili ng libro natin.
Mm,
then tayo-tayo lang din yung nakaka-appreciate ng ano. Oh, ang ganda ng shading mo dito. Ah. Ang detailed nito. Ah. Diba? Gets mo?
Yeah.
Kasi from a layman, hindi nila sasabihin yun. Hindi nila aminin na maganda yung gawa mo.
Mm-hmm.
Parang ewan ko. Parang masakit sa loob nilang aminin yung mga ganung bagay. Na ang ganda ng shading mo dito, ang realistic, parang ang pang-Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Ang maririnig mo lang sa tao, uy, astig, ganun lang. A generic comment na hindi nakakatulong sa'yo.
Mm-hmm.
Gets mo yun?
Yeah.
Parang gusto mo makarinig ng, ay, dapat ganyan yung drawing mo sa kamay. Dapat, ano, mas ayusin mo pa or paling yung drawing mo dun sa paa. Parang ganun. So, yun. Mas gusto ko yung mas technical yung pag-rate dun sa mga gawa mo.
Although, do you think na ever since you started hanggang ngayon, like, the audience are still the same or has it grown? Like, whereas like before, everybody were just giving you generic compliments and then now maybe like 10% are giving you okay criticism.
Nowadays, medyo better na yung criticism. Sabihin nila kung okay yung storyline. Ano yung parts na nagustuhan nila. Yun yung ano, rewarding parts talaga eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pag nami-mention.
But it's more common now than before.
It's yun nga yung problem eh. It's the same guys na nagpe-patronize ng comics mo. They're the same guys. Hindi siya nadadagdagan. Or siguro, in my case lang siguro, unlike kunyari sa CFCCA, nadadagdagan yun kay Mervin. Mm-hmm. Tabi po, may mga hindi siya kilala, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung gusto nating etap for everyone. Hindi lang sa akin. Para sa lahat ng indie community, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Kunyari, sila RAR. Magaling naman yan eh. Parang kulang ay attention na binibigay kay RAR. Akala kasi ng tao, dugyot yung drawing niya, di ba? Pero may serious creativity din si RAR na underappreciated, di ba?
Yeah.
There you go. Nasagot ko ba yung tanong? Hindi yata.
I think so. Yeah. Okay,
naman. I'm sorry kung hindi.
How about in terms of output of the of people, of exhibitors? How has it grown, you think?
Okay. I'm only basing this dun sa mga kakilala natin.
Mm, yeah.
Productive naman. Every event may bago eh, di ba? Mm. Mapapagastos ka nga eh. Pero yun nga, yung ina-address ko yung mga younger na once a year lang gumawa. Ewan ko kung madali silang ma-discourage o medyo one-trick pony or something, di ba? Parang one-hit wonder, di ba?
Although technically, if you go by our recent record, once a year din lang kami nag-alabas.
Hindi naman kayo yung sinasabi.
I'm just saying, technically, okay. Once a year din lang kami, di ba?
Hindi, busy kayo eh. Tingnan mo si Teddy, hindi ko na nga nakikita eh, di ba? So,
I'm holding the fort down.
Okay.
Ikaw.
Okay, thank you, Hub.
Joke
appreciate
lang,
that. Ano na nga ba yung sinasabi ko? Pero yun, yun nga. Yung mga, hindi, other, mga anime, manga guys, di ba? Na once a year lang gumawa, madali siya nang ma-discourage.
Yeah. Speaking of manga, do you think that's still a prevalent genre pa rin?
I guess, ngayon kasi wala nang ano eh, wala yeah. nang mga nagsasabing bakit nagmamanga kayo kasi back then,
yeah,
prevalent yun eh na.
Like starting out back.
Yes, sasabihin, ba't hindi ka na lang mag-comic style, di ba?
There was a lot of animosity exactly. towards manga. Uh-oh. And then, nowadays, parang wala
na masyado. Diba? Yeah, yeah. May isang nagsimula niyan eh. Hindi ko na papangalanan. Pero kilala niyo na kung sino yun. Pero yun nga, parang mas lenient na eh. Kasi ngayon, may mga ano na eh. Doujinshi, diba? Yeah. Mga naghihintay na indie, sa pagkakalam ko.
There are?
Yes.
Really?
Can I mention the name? Sa P-manga, diba?
Hindi ko alam. Actually, matagal na kami dito.
Alam ko, may P-hentai manga na ata ngayon. Eh. Local yun, P eh. May Philippines. So, may mga ero artists na tayo ngayon. That's a good thing, di ba?
Pero would...
DDP. That's a good thing.
It's not a bad thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, ito yung nangyayari pag sobrang hardcore the wrestling fans ang kausap.
Okay, sayang. Pero hindi pwedeng wrestling yung buong podcast.
Actually, kung kaya. Wala makakikinig. It would be pointless. We wouldn't learn anything. We would have fun.
Well, Jerry Lawler does comics, right?
Oh.
And Mick Foley, di ba? Si Mick Foley.
Mick Foley did comics?
Yeah. Or writing.
Or he wrote comics.
RVD.
Right?
Or Ross. Hindi ko alam.
I know Jerry Lawler tried to draw for comics for like...
Magaling si Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, he's good.
Hindi. Yung comics na yun, parang nag-drawing din si Randy Valiente. Yung isang headlock.
Bago lang yun. Yeah. Headlock comic.
Hindi na ata siya nag-drawing yun. Pero for a time, nag-drawing si Randy Valiente. Local guy. Diba?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Si Sir Randy.
That's nice.
Pero kumbaga, for basing things on output, kung kami ni Teddy, once a year output lang and more or less once a year appearance lang sa as an exhibitor.
Okay lang.
We make up for it with stuff like this.
Substantial naman yung amount na na-produce nyo eh. Kasi may web content naman kayo eh.
Yeah. Oh.
Pwede naman nila basahin yun eh.
Technically, yeah. Oo. Oh.
Diba?
Kahit di mo na bilhin yung comics na.
Actually, for a while, we tried to do Summer Comic Con.
Right? Yeah, oh, nagawa na natin.
Every but Summer Comic Con.
No. Like two Summer Comic Cons we did.
Then naalala ko may ano kaya yung detective na helmet.
Ah, that's for free comic.
Oh, diba?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Hindi niyo masasabing tamad kayo, diba?
Oh.
Kinakampihan ko na kayo.
Thanks.
So, yun, meron ako ng helmet na detective siya. Ayan. Maganda siya actually.
Thanks.
Pwede niyo gawin 'yun. Gumawa kayo ng next nun. Maganda 'yun. Promise.
Nice
now. Promise, maganda yun.
Could consider that.
Yeah.
That's
good enough for me.
Thanks. Yung running joke ko ngayon, parang, if there's a question na parang ayoko sagutin, magfa-falsetto na lang ako.
Okay. Okay.
Nice lang. Ano tingin mo dun sa art niya? Ganda naman.
Tapos di ka bibili, eh, diba?
Hindi, I mean, I honestly find it funny na parang, pag parang if you wanna answer something that you don't want to answer.
In a falsetto voice.
Para mas may impact. Okay. I honestly believe na if you answer things in falsetto, it's so much fun.
Nagsasell yan, kumbaga.
Ano sabi mo? Oh, ano tingin mo dun sa, ano, sa work ni dude?
I'm gonna work on that.
Oh, ano tingin mo sa movie?
Hindi ko kaya yung falsetto.
Ganda naman. May good points. Honestly, I shit you not. Diba? Ang dami na nangyari sa akin na...
Ilang percentage yung ano hit rate niya?
Actually, nangyari na nga sa akin yung maraming beses eh. And siguro ang pinaka astig na nangyari sa akin na nag-falsetto ko is between me and a girl.
Ah, okay.
So, it ended...
Nice.
It didn't end well.
Okay.
Basically, nag-end siya in me saying falsetto. Napaka-falsetto ako. So, parang,
okay,
I'll just leave it at that.
Pala.
Oo nga eh. Yun na nga eh. So, well, it was sad, pero looking back, medyo astig yung ginawa ko dahil nag-falsetto ako.
Okay. So, nagamit mo yung tinuturo mo sa akin ngayon.
Yun. So, I'm just saying applicable siya in life.
Okay.
And in various aspects of life. And it's fun.
Infinity and beyond.
Huh?
To infinity and beyond.
Diba? Pwede. Pero, yun, a little side note there.
Okay, thank you, Hub. The best ka talaga.
Love you.
Anyway, love you too.
Anyway, let's move on. Enough of this bromance.
Yeah. Oh, wag gusto mo sumali.
No, thank
you. It's a threesome.
Three-way dance, bro.
Moving on.
Triple threat. Sige, moving on.
Anyway, so dun sa let's talk about a bit of about your art style. Hindi kung okay, you call yourself hindi pala yung group niyo mo hindi niyo.
Or kahit ako na lang i-address mo since ako na lang natira, 'di ba?
So yung art style mo, parang I don't think makakasindi ko siya manga. At
inilihis ko siya tapos hindi na ako marunong bumalik. Gets mo?
Parang, okay.
Parang kunyari naligaw ka tapos nawala rin yung GPS mo. Parang hindi ka na marunong makabalik. So parang naging ano ka na lang. Naging hermit ka na lang. Diba? Parang yun yung nangyari sa akin.
Okay.
Since back then, yung nabanggit nga ni Teddy na may animosity sa manga. Pinilit ko siyang ibahin. Ginawa ko siyang parang ginagawa ng One Piece. Parang cartoon. Anime. Hybrid, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, ginawa din nung 90s yun eh, diba? Nung sa comics. Nung mga western. Yung pinipilit nilang mag-manga-manga. Sa ano, yung Battle Chasers?
Yeah, I think so.
Ganun yung look eh, diba?
Si, what's his name? Jomad?
Yeah. Nagkaroon pa nga ng Marvel manga verse eh.
I guess hindi rin yun bumenta.
Sobrang
diba?
Hindi bumenta.
So, yun yung nangyari sa akin. Tinry ko yung One Piece look. Bagay naman. Nag-enjoy naman ako. Tapos, hinaluan ko siya ng Kirby spot blacks.
Mm-hmm.
Yung, kunyari, maliwanag naman yung lugar pero may spot black sa mukha. Ang weird, di ba? Ginagawa ni Kirby yan. Sobrang idol si Kirby.
Okay.
Although, hindi niya na maririnig to kasi patay na siya, di ba?
The King. Jack the
yes,
King.
Yes, Jack the King Kirby. Okay. Then, siguro masasabi kong mix yung style ko ng Akira Toriyama and Jack King Kirby. Ang nabanggit nga ni Jocelyn dati, parang si Kirby na nagtatry na mag-drawing ng Dragon Ball. I don't know if that's accurate, pero ganun daw yung look ng mga gawa ko.
Okay.
Pero sa on my own, mga categorize ko siya as medyo punk style, parang graffiti, di ba?
Okay.
Medyo punk, parang pang street art animation type drawings ko. So, yun.
Pero, alam ko, pansin ko kasi, nung nag-reading ka kahapon dun sa Reading Comics, the event by Apple Santa Maria and Rob Champ
to Maria.
Here in Una Morato, where they read comics. It's like poetry reading, but with comics.
Yeah.
Anyway, dami na nating plugs. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Hindi, para makapunta rin sila dito.
Yeah, yeah. It's a pretty cool place.
It's a good thing.
It's cozy.
It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Bang.
Tuloy.
Kahapon. So napansin ko, you were shifting and you were explaining your panels, diba? Panel by panel as you were reading them. Pansin ko na sobra kang detail oriented. Kumaga parang you love to put a lot of details in your panels.
Yes.
For lack of a better example, kasi ito yung example mo kagabi. In one of your comics, there was this guy talking to a girl in a bench. Tapos, sa far bottom right corner, there was a... dick.
Yes.
And the dick, parang in various stages of excitement.
Yes.
Parang, it's like a meter
and
for.
I'm proud of that.
Yeah. Okay. I honestly di ko siya napansin when I first read.
Proud ako nun.
Di ko siya napansin nung nabasa ko yun. Tapos nung binili, ay shit, oh, ano, may dick nga pala dun sa panel. There's a dick in the panel and it moves up and down depending on the guy's
excitement.
Level of excitement. So parang that is pretty cool.
Mm, thank you.
Diba?
Thanks for appreciating it. Thanks for appreciating my dick. Didn't sound right.
In that way, yes. Diba?
Mm.
Cool yung dick sa thank panel. Diba?
Thank you about talking about my dick.
Good thing this isn't the radio show where people jump in the middle of the program.
Yeah, no. Dick.
And
all of a sudden, like, they turn it on like, what is it? Why are they talking about dick?
Dick. So at any point in time in this podcast, diba? Dick.
Mabubuhay ulit si Big Dick Dudley.
Diba? Big Dick
from ECW. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Or do you want me to use the medically appropriate term penis?
No.
Dick na lang. Ayan, so,
it sounded naughty. Dick na lang. Parang ano lang, si Dick Gordon lang.
Who I voted for, by the way.
Na idol ko rin.
Ayan. Sobrang binoto ko siya noong 2000.
Sa Subic, diba?
10? Tama ba?
Was it 10? 9? 8?
9, 10. Was that one of those?
Oo.
10.
Oh, 10.
Basta, yun na yun.
Anyway, so, parang I don't know. I was amazed na you. It's another level of detail, diba? The story mo. And not a lot of people do that. So parang mahilig ka ba sa details?
Yes.
Kasi parang po-point out ka rin ng mga
sobrang hilig ko sa details.
Na parang sabi mo parang auto reference sa ganito, panel na to reference sa ganyan.
Kasi parang kulang yung mga panels para i-explain yung ganun eh. Kaya thankful din ako sa mga readings na ganito.
Okay.
Parang nabibigyan ka ng chance na point out yung mga, kunyari, pinoint out ko rin yung mga maling anatomy, di ba? Alam ko, mostly hindi siguro mapapansin na tao. Pero ako, napapansin ko yan. On my own, alam ko. So, gusto ko siyang i-point out kasi nakakatawa siya, di ba? Yun, back to the topic of TTS. Kasi ano yan eh, parang may roots din ako sa painting.
Oh.
So, parang, paano ba? Kunyari, pangit yung concept mo. Mm-mm. Parang pupunuin mo na lang. Gets niyo ba yan?
Mm.
Para magmukhang masipag yung gawa mo.
Yeah.
So, yun din yung ginagawa ko sa comics, I guess. Pero sa comics, more fun. Yun yan, like puting a dick na nagpa-flaccid at nagiging erect, di ba? Parang ano lang, parang may bonus lang na kunyari, hindi ka natawa sa joke. Mm. Matatawa ka dun sa visuals. Di ba? Gets mo yan?
Yeah,
so, kunyari, silent yung comics. At least may mga moments na feeling mo nagsasalita or may sound. Yun yung gusto kong mangyari sa comics ko. Mga silent moments, may sound siya sa utak mo. Nagpa-play yung sound clip. Or kung nga, yung reference ko sa Kung Pao, parang maaalala mo si Master Betty, di ba? So, yun.
Okay. Yung penchant mo kasi for stories, it's more, hindi pala more, mostly satire, di ba? So, yun talaga yun ba talaga yung mindset mo whenever you're making something? Talagang, dapat nakakagago to. Dapat sobrang, yun, actually, wala na ibang words for that. Nakakagago dapat to.
Okay, nung nag-start ako, parang gusto ko ano lang eh, parang tribute, homage lang to dun sa mga idols ko.
Mm-hmm.
Yun na, nabanggit ko last dun sa isang issue na ang mga idols ko sila, Toriyama, Kirby, then sa animations, Hanna-Barbera, and sa film animation/animation,
okay.
Frazetta Bakshi, Ralph Bakshi.
Oh,
Ralph Bakshi and Frank Frazetta. Sobrang angas mag-anatomy ni Frank Frazetta. Yeah. As in, meron siya isang painting na ginawa niya nung bata pa siya. As in, ganun na siya kaangas nung bata pa siya. Back to the topic. Sobrang idol ko sila. Parang ano lang siya, parang tribute lang talaga siya eh. Parang kunyari, may samurai character ako kasi back then. At one point, for samurai stories, yung anime, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
May samurai deeper kyo. After Samurai X to eh. Like a Bleach, something. Basta, ang dami, may Vagabond. Ang daming samurai stories, so may isang character din akong samurai. Then, punta ako sa isang symposium. They talked about superheroes on how it would tawag dito. Pwede mong ipa-inherit sa mga anak mo yung copyright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about that, pero parang I wanna jump in on that bandwagon. So gusto ko rin gumawa ng hero. Pero ano siya, ewan ko, like Hub said, siguro Satar siya ng hero. Ginawa ko siyang overly muscular. Pero ano siya, parang yung ibang heroes, di ba, parang alam nilang malakas sila. Mm-hmm. Pero siya, tapos parang in-exaggerate pa nila, parang gumagawa sila ng violence, di ba? Yung sa akin, alam niyang malakas siya, gumagawa siya ng mga corny stuff. Like ano, kukuha siya ng mga laundry, yung mga ganun, yung mga hindi niya nagagamit yung full potential ng power niya.
Yeah.
I guess yun yung mga, ano ko, yung mga... So, Satar din siya or, ewan ko, parang homage siya originally. Ewan ko kung if it comes out as Satar, ay, or as, parang yun nga, Satar or spoofing.
Oh, yeah.
Hindi
yeah.
ko alam.
Well, na. It's, yung kasi pansin ko, it's generally short and sweet.
Yes, ano yes.
Yun? Parang four, ilang pages yun? Four parang pages.
Like lang. A quickie, di ba? Short and sweet. It's
yes.
Adequate.
Okay. Yes.
Keep this clean, you
nah,
guys.
Nah, fuck that shit.
I don't think it's been clean for a while now.
Di nga eh. So, oh, although,
I'm sorry. I'm trying to save this show. Diba?
No. To be fair, clean lang siya kung yung guest natin is parang the older folk.
Si ano? Si Freely.
Yung parang...
Pag yung guest niya si Freely, di ba? Wala siya masasabi.
We haven't guested Freely, have we guested Freely?
No. Kumbaga parang we appropriate... our tact to okay. Whoever our guest okay. is. So kung mabait
so
yung guest
you,
namin,
diba?
we are
so
good
honored.
Little.
just we're willing to discuss anything you the guest would want to talk about.
Yes,
so if you want to get
exactly.
dirty, we can get dirty.
Oh, parang
not right now.
Oh, you want to get dirty?
Figure of speech.
Well, not
figure
right
of speech.
Now,
yeah, I know you like that.
Mga tao,
figure of speech.
Yeah,
mga
like
tao
that.
Kasi may public place to, di ba? Pwede tayo mag-rent ng place dyan. Mamaya.
Good God.
You like that? I bet you like that.
Okay.
I really do.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
Oh, you wouldn't you like that?
Moving on.
Wouldn't you like
moving
that?
On. Moving
on. Up,
moving
to
up, moving
to
up,
to
up. Moving up.
I am Batman. Di ba? Feeling ko, meron akong slim career as a voice actor.
Hmm. But di diba? Matap? May mga kakilala tayo dyan, di ba?
Sino?
Sila Nika. Nika Rojo.
Who? Ah, sorry. Di ko siya kaya.
Professional dubber sila.
Ah, talaga?
Yes. So, may mga tao rin tayo sa various industries, di ba?
Okay. We should interview those people.
Oh, not me. Wala kayong makukuha sa akin, di ba?
De. Very insightful naman. I mean, the thing...
Pero yun, Nika Rojo. Dubber siya.
Okay.
For mga... Yung mga Korean novelas.
Okay.
Anime.
Ooh.
Oh. So, professional yun.
The thing that kind of slipped my mind lately because parang hindi rin ka masyadong mm-hmm. active sa cons
scene.
I mean active. Well, I am. We are physically there, or not to sell, but just
okay.
to
mingle with the
be
crowd.
Be there. Oh.
The friends.
Yeah. Oh. So ang nawala lang sa isip ko lately is parang ang. It's very rich pala in talent na parang na-overlook, na parang I guess, for lack of a better term, parang I kind of took it for granted. Parang akala ko, parang same old people, same ganyan. Pero if you look at it closer, if you examine it closer, parang the depth of talent talaga, it's amazing. Parang, yes. Pucha, ikaw pa nga alam.
Exactly.
Parang, di ba? Hindi naman sa...
Teacher, di ba? Art teacher. Expect
oh, yeah,
mo ba art teacher ako?
Hindi, yun na nga. Tell me about that. Ano yung
No. Back to that, yung talent.
Hindi, yun na yun.
Ano yun? Mas okay yun.
No.
Kasi totoo yun eh. Parang nami-misinterpret mo rin na may day job pala tong mga to na magagamit din sa art, di ba?
Yeah.
Sa art nila, di ba? Si Apple, parang siya animation. Siya, ad agency siya.
Diba? Yun. Parang a lot of us, parang... Our working pros.
Si Teddy, di ba? Lawyer.
Oh, diba? Yun. So parang...
Bigatin yun. Hindi yun, chippy pie na trabaho, di ba?
Oo. Yeah. Yung parang...
Hindi ka naman barker sa ano. Dito yeah. po ang tamang sakayan, di ba?
Although, ewan ko. Ako, parang pansin ko lang na it's kind of taken for granted lang. Minsan na parang... Yung mindset ko, okay, I'm gonna go to Comic-Con, in-ticket, whatever.
Diba?
Same people. I mean, it's fun, di ba?
mm-hmm.
Hi, hellos, the usual.
Mm-hmm.
Na nawawala na sa isip ko na minsan na parang...
Galing pala na ito.
Oo, diba? Parang...
Yes, exactly.
Parang, kailangan bang pumunta ako sa isang event para lang maalala ko yun. Diba? Well, I guess that's the point.
Siguro kung nakausap mo sila on a daily basis sa FB, diba?
With Comic Cons, it's like, it needs you to keep moving kasi with the amount of people in the crowd, diba?
Nakasagabal ka, diba?
Yeah, you can't really stay at one place for so long. Kaya, you really can't interact a lot with everybody. You only really select certain people.
Okay.
Hindi, tsaka, kumbaga parang, pag kaya pumunta ako sa table ni kung sino man sa'yo.
Diba? Happy luck, Joe.
Yun, diba?
Kina Chad.
Tatagal ako. Pero hindi ko talaga. Siguro at most, parang mga 5 minutes na ako doon kasi baka...
Kasi nakasagabal ka sa customers.
Diba? Okay, baka may gustong bumili po. Tsaka ako naka...
Pero actually, nakakatulong din yun eh. Parang may added buzz, diba? Diba? Parang may tao sa table lagi, diba?
Oo.
Hindi, kunyari, pag nagkaroon ka ng restaurant, parang invite ka rin ng mga friends mo eh. Come on over. Mas umupo lang, diba?
Oo.
Parang kunyari, puno yung lugar nyo, diba?
Although, di ko naramdaman. Tama. Although, ewan ko, pag nasa call kami, anong feeling nung...
Hindi, kung nagbebenta kayo ng, kunyari, nila, katulad nila Happy Lecture, nagbebenta sila ng ibang merchandise, kunyari, mga old books nila, pre-loved books, diba?
Yeah.
So, ayun. Mas may ano ka, may talkie-talkies ka with the people, diba? Para na lang kung comics lang, diba?
Mm-mm.
Ayaw nila bumili, hindi sila bibili, ganun lang.
Oo, yun lang nga
eh. Then, iiyak ka na lang sa isang tabi, diba?
Siguro...
You rethink your career, diba?
Oo. It's a weird career kasi ewan ko parang I heard parang nagpost si Doc Carlo San Juan Calos Comics parang
na interview niya na rin, diba?
Oh yeah, in this very cool podcast, by the way.
Yes, yeah. I'm promoting with all my heart
with the cameo of Batman. Okay. Wait. Parang sabi ni Doc Carlo na parang there's this dude na parang back and forth sa table niya.
Uh-huh.
So parang titingin siya ng masama.
Okay.
So parang tumitingin sa books, biglang titingin sa kanya ng masama sa alis.
Okay.
So pabalik-balik ng ganun.
Okay, that's scary, man.
Hindi, oo nga eh. Tapos parang pabalik-balik ng ganun. Finally, tumingin siya ulit. Tapos ginawa ulit niya yung weird look on his face. Sobrang napatawa si Doc.
Okay.
Kasi parang ganun. Tapos parang, tapos ganun, umalis ulit. So basically, parang weird person lang.
But I mean, I think that's a common thing sa cons. I mean, I've manned our booth for the last 3 Comic Cons.
What, Teddy? Common yung weirdos sa Comic Con?
Yeah, actually, there are certain people that are
peculiar.
Yeah. Okay.
Yun na lang, better term. Yeah. I guess
they have more peculiar tendencies than other. And it makes you remember them more. Parang ganun. I mean,
pero hindi sila bumili, di ba?
Yeah. They're gonna look, and then they're gonna get their friends to look.
Yun yung mahalagang bagay eh, kasi hindi sila bumili.
They're gonna crowd your space, and then they're just gonna go away.
Or they're gonna ask you stuff, tapos hindi rin bibili, di ba? Ask you like a million questions, di ba?
They ask how you do.
Na feeling mo parang pang thesis lang, di ba?
Yeah.
Research.
Or hindi ko alam kung nire-record na yung usap namin. Ang tagal, so hindi siya bibili. Maraming ganun. Experience ko na yun. Lalo na sa mga anime cons.
Comic con, medyo... We haven't been to anime cons. Yeah.
Well, don't, di ba? Don't even start, di ba?
Is there a difference though?
Like, I'm telling you now.
Anime cons and Comic Con, is there a difference?
There's like, a big difference.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to know what happens on anime cons.
I would.
Kung gaano ka disappointing.
For those who don't go, diba? For the audience, the listeners who don't go to anime cons and who only go to comic cons, maybe you could like enlighten
I'm
them.
I'm sorry. Pero sige, I'm gonna enlighten them. Pero sa anime cons kasi, mostly mga Jodinshi.
What are those?
Fan comics. Attack on Titans na... version mo, mga ganun.
Mm,
or biglang magawa sila ng mga gay stuff, di ba? Yun, gusto yun ng mga anime.
Wait, so patrons. They make comics pero parang
hindi
fanfic?
Hindi nila character. Yes, yeah, fanfics.
Pero sila parang gumagawa nun?
Yes, then kumikita sila dun, apparently. Actually, sa Japan, ginagawa rin yun, pero
it's
dito
tolerated.
Medyo, di ba?
I mean,
yes,
it's tolerated yes. Kasi in Japan, but technically that's copyright infringement.
I don't know. Pero sa anime cons, pansin ko na yun sa mga sa fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yun yung nakita ko, fairy tale. Then, what else? Yun lang yung nakita ko, fairy tale. Recent, yun, fan fan. Okay lang naman yung commissions eh. Walang issue dun eh. Pero yung gumawa ka isang buong libro na hindi mo characters, diba? Mm-hmm. Medyo off lang, diba? Mm-hmm.
How about in terms of crowd? How different are the crowd?
Hindi sila bumibili. Walang bumibili.
In anime cons?
Yes, kasi mostly cosplayers, diba? Walang pockets. Yeah, that's not even a joke. As in, kahit nag-casual na sila, nagpalit na sila, hindi pa rin sila bibili. Sabihin lang nila, ang ganda. Pero hindi sila bibili. Mm. Kasi in-expect nila yung comics mo ay naka-sale. Yung ka-price ng naka-sale na Sycom or something. Mm, to that degree, dapat color, makapal. Gets mo yan? Mm-hmm. So, yun yung anime crowd and anime events. So, don't go. Please.
So, apparently, may distinction pala sa anime crowd. But they still, technically, comics pa rin naman yun eh.
Hindi. Mostly kasi pag anime crowd, cosplay crowd siya eh. So, ang mostly pumupunta yung mga weirdos with cameras. Mga perverts. Oh. With cameras.
I am a weirdo with a camera.
No.
I do notice a lot more.
Professional weirdo.
Especially like ToyCon. There's a lot more people with...
Kaya anime cons, ay, okay. Pwede ba natin sabihin yun?
ToyCon. Oh, whatever. Fuck that.
Same crowd. No. Almost. I mean, kasi pag yung mega mall, mm-hmm. any mega mall, kahit ganapin pa siya sa MOA.
Yeah, I do notice there are a lot more people with cameras during ToyCons.
Walang pumipili doon.
Really?
Yes.
Pero di ba may table ang Comic-Con dun, di ba? Or kayo, yung Comic-Con contingent. Dun. So, ba't pa sila pumunta dun?
I don't know. Hindi, pero siguro to buy stuff, di ba?
Yeah.
Kasi, yung mga last days, nagsisale yun eh, di ba? Mm. So, bibili ka rin. So, parang, wala na lang. Bumili ka na lang. Wala ka na namang kinita eh, di ba? So, gumastos ka na lang. Para umuwi ka na lang masaya, di ba?
Yeah.
Umuwi ka na lang masaya.
Pero hindi ka miserable kasi, the whole day na nakaupo ka doon, parang alungkot mo eh, wala kang benta, diba? So, pero kapag, naka-sell na siya, no? Naka-sale na itong Star Wars figure na to, biling ko na, diba?
Yeah.
Si Darth Maul o kaya si Godzilla or ano, diba? Yeah. There you go. Sorry, anime con-goers. It's your loss, diba?
I don't think they're listening to this anyway.
So,
fuck you. Fuck you guys.
Wow.
Never gonna buy any of your stuff. Kidding.
Hindi, pero ano naman eh, to each his own naman. Diba? Parang,
pero honesty is the best policy. Yun, totoo yung sinabi ko.
Okay.
Don't try it, kids.
Not.
Parang drugs lang yun. Don't do it.
Oh, don't do it talaga. Don't do drugs, kids. Mm. Yung ano naman kasi, yung thing naman dun is we wouldn't dare do it. Kasi wala naman.
We wouldn't buy their stuff din naman, di ba?
I mean, no. Parang, not that I'm not an anime fan. I love anime. Pero rin, not to the point. And parang,
but what we do isn't really anime.
Yeah, exactly. Yun. So parang, wala rin kwenta. Mm-hmm. Sayang lang.
Balik lang tayo dun sa cannibalism. Yun nga. Parang, hindi rin na, kunyar, sila hindi na appreciate yung comics natin. Mm-hmm. Hindi rin natin na appreciate yung, I don't know, yung cosplay nila or ano, di ba?
It's a different culture.
I know. Pero yun yung, sa tingin ko, yun yung nangyayari. Alam ko mahirap din gumawa ng costume.
Yes.
Yeah, oh.
Pero hindi natin...
Instead of like integrating more, we tend to like cluster more together now.
Sa indie, kung ano yung tingin nila sa atin, ganun din yung tingin natin sa kanila, I guess.
Yeah.
Walang, hindi sila, why can't we be friends, di ba?
Why can't we be friends?
There are a lot of cliques around.
No, kahit saan naman eh. No, but the thing is, parang so you, matagal na namin ito pinag-usapan ni Teddy, pero, yep. And I'm surprised, hindi naman ako surprised, no. I'm glad na may ibang nag-agree, tulad mo,
mm-hmm.
na, it's a bit yung comic scene here,
okay.
Local, actually, wala eh. Feeling ko ayoko na sabihin yung word na indie kasi lahat naman, technically, lahat naman tayo
indie.
Until proven otherwise.
Okay. Until you make it, diba?
So, this is actually baking it anyway. Mm. Anyway.
Making it is like national, diba? Mm. National power books.
Yeah. Even then, that's not really...
Oh, yun nga, exactly.
Hindi siya pang forever, diba?
Yeah. Eventually go back to being indie.
Hindi ka naman, kunyari... Hindi ka naman kunyari gumawa ka ng No Limit Tanghere, di ba?
Okay.
Na every year, napapublish siya ulit, di ba?
Yeah.
Pinabasa siya ng mga...
Oh, required siyang pag-aralan, di ba?
Of national significance.
Oh.
No, yeah. I don't think any of our books would be to that level pa, di ba? Pero sa akin, yung mga nagawa na ngayon, to that level na. Kasi okay, pero, feeling ko may contributions tayo sa ano eh, sa comic industry as a whole, di ba?
Oh,
ano pa man yung nagawa mo, it's all about dicks and farts, fart jokes, di ba? May contributions yun.
Oh.
Sa film, yung mga pelikula ni Dolphy. Back then, siguro, titrip lang sila, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Yung babatukan sila. May maisipin mo, one day, pag-aaralan sa college, di ba?
Yeah.
I-re-research yan for thesis or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, may significant. Ganun na rin mangyayari sa comics, I think. Di ba?
Mm-hmm. Pero, yun nga, yung pinaka-prevailing problem pa rin for us, I think. Yung sinabi mo na rin na parang cannibalism. Pero ako, ang word na gusto namin.
Actually, originally, nag-originate yun kay Makoy. Sa kanya ko unang narinig yun.
Ayun. Ako, kami ang gusto namin, ayun, na in-interview na rin namin.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is very far away.
Okay, continue. Sorry.
It is wonderful, wonderful podcast. Na no one really listens to. So, fuck that shit.
No, yung mga anime guys. With anyway. Their fluffy hats.
So, isip ang word na gusto namin gamitin dun is insular.
Insurance yun, di ba?
Eh.
Hindi yung eagle.
Hindi yung brand. Pero okay, the word insular na ibig sabihin na parang sa loob-loob lang. Na parang
tayo lang.
Oh, kahit anong gawin mong tayo mo pang palakihin or whatever. Well, syempre tayo naman. There's steps
parang sa naman. Dome, di ba? Trap tayo sa isang dome.
Mm-hmm. So parang wala nang lalaki pa. So I And yung mga efforts na tulad ng Abangan and Sulia or whatever, they're trying to do that. And hopefully na mag-reach out naman talaga siya.
May success naman.
Oo, yun.
Makita mo sa page nila, sa like page nila ng Abangan, di ba?
Yun.
Daming followers, di ba? Daming likes.
Oo, pero I medyo cautious na ako sa pag-gauge ng success with likes. Eh. Kasi it's okay. Very...
Yes, like yung I'm attending, di ba? Tapos, dalawa lang pala yung pupunta.
Oo, and yun na nga, parang it's a tangible yung mga yung online ano mo, success
or,
mo. It's very tangible, fine, pero unless it really translates to something more than that.
Monetary or
or anything more than that clicking of a button or that clicking.
Kasi dali lang nun, 'di ba?
Sobrang dali lang, 'di ba? Gumawa ka ng page tapos parang i-promote mo lang, magbayad ka lang sa ano. Na
or i-hassle mo lang yung mga kaibigan mo, di ba?
Oo. Tapos, yun nga, di ba? Ganun lang kabilis yun. So parang ayaw kong gawing parang gauge masyado yun.
Okay.
But hopefully nga na mag-grow siya more than what it is now.
Pero hindi tayo nasa stuck sa dome, di ba?
Yeah. We still are, di ba? Kahit na ano pang sabihin natin, gawin natin. Kasi marami tayong problema.
Personally and artistically, I know your pains, bro.
Oh no, I've been there. Mm. I'm still there. What? Yeah. Anyway, so shut up.
Wala pa nga siya sinasabi. Eh.
Okay. Pre-prem ko na eh, bago pa siya magsabi. Okay. Shut up. So
hostile man mga friend. Ayaw na kitang maging friend.
Hindi, ganito lang talaga ako.
Okay, I'm kidding.
I'm fun.
Okay.
I'm fun. Like Batman.
Okay.
Okay. So yun na nga. So parang steps are being taken. Pero unless we do something about marketing, mahalaga yun eh. Parang di lang, para lumabas tayo dun sa dome na yun, yung sinasabi mo. Hindi lang dapat siya relegated to just being here.
Okay.
Kung kaya natin mag-penetrate ng ibang market, not necessarily anime market or whatever, na di lang naman locally or whatever, sana ganun yung mangyari.
Okay, hindi ko alam kung ito yung direction na gusto nyo takakin, pero ako kung pwede kong banggitin to kasi may binabalak, basta, binabalak kami ng isang individual.
Mm-hmm.
Na hindi ko pa pangalanan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Na, no, crap that. Pero may ano siya, may substantial effort siya para to revitalize the comic industry. Gusto sana namin bumalik sa pagbebenta sa bangketa. You know? I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing kasi parang Kasi parang yung tissue paper art ko yun eh. Parang nasasabi ng iba, parang amura naman ang benta mo.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi sa akin naman, more like ano yan, is Hinduism. Yung mm-hmm. practice ng Hinduism. Kasi tiga mo, ang dami nilang gods, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero hindi naman yun ano eh, idolatry. Hindi yeah. naman ganun yun eh. Kasi ang gustong mangyari ng Hinduism, I'm not promoting Hinduism. Any example ko lang siya. Gusto kasi nila parang nare-reach nung bawat god, yung bawat tao.
Okay.
Gets mo yan? Hindi okay. hindi far away yung god.
Mm-hmm.
Parang pag nagja-jackal kami, god. Parang gets mo? Yeah. So every corner may god, kaya maraming god ang okay. Hinduism.
Okay.
So ano na nga ba yung pinag-uusapan ko? Basta yan. Back to God. That. Gusto ko kasi na may ano eh. Paano ba? Na-conscious ako, kinukunan ako. Hindi. Gusto ko kasi parang ano yun, dumbing down for the masses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna say dumb ang masses, di ba?
Yeah.
Pero hindi nila ma-appreciate yung high art eh, di ba?
Yeah, they have a certain taste.
Yes, so
has to be
I think
reached out
magiging for. Kailangan maging love radio material yung mga jokes mo or parang mm-hmm. ganun, di ba?
Yeah.
For them to appreciate it. At least to start appreciating your stuff, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, ang balak namin ng isang individual na to na hindi mm-hmm. hindi ko papangalanan.
He who must not be named.
He or she, di ba?
He
Sino?
Or she.
Or she. Basta, may balak kaming ibalik yung comics sa bangketa na hindi naman cheap para sa akin kasi
mm-hmm.
mas marami kang na-reach eh. Tignan mo yung Funny Comics. I know it's not the same time and same year, mm-hmm. di ba? Or same generation. May internet na ngayon, di ba? Mm-hmm. So, gusto lang namin itry. Then, benta mo lang na mura, di ba? Then, yung kita, kina Manang at saka Manong na, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Hindi naman sila mag-argue eh. Kasi back then, nag-argue lang sila kung may kukunin ka pa sa kanila eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Pag naiwan ka lang sa mga takatak boys or, di ba? Pinkita sa kanila na tapos yung parang promotion na rin kasi kung saan sila pumupunta eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yun. I think yun yung okay na step to take. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yun yung gusto kong tahaking malandas,
diba? Something worth exploring.
Yes, yung bangketa. Kasi mm-hmm. wala nang gumagawa nun kasi bangketa ngayon, dyaryo na lang, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Wala nang comics.
Oo.
Back then, yung buong bangketa nun, punong-puno ng comics yun, di ba? May mga bastos na comics, may mga sci-fi, Funny Comics, then Lagim comics, Bata Batuta, diba? Ayos comics, yun. Dami. Sayang eh, diba?
Yeah.
If we could do that sa indie version nun. Mm-hmm. I think sa Baguio ginagawa yun, Magic, diba?
Ah, talaga?
Yes, yung mga indies niya, binabenta siya sa bangketa. Oh. So, if we could do that sa... Kasi most of our comiceros... based sa Manila, diba?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, why can't we do that, diba?
Yun yung isa pang thing na parang Manila-centric din tayo eh.
Yes. Kaya Indie Comics Manila. Eh. I think back then may isa pang group yun eh. Indie Comics something eh.
Ah, talaga?
Philippines. Nag-feud.
Ah.
Parang Four Horsemen, parang gano'n.
Ayun, so parang... Wala, eh, nandito tayo sa sentro ng...
Yun nga. Pero,
bansa,
pero magagaling yung mga nasa province eh. San ba? Iloilo?
Ayun, kung makita natin.
Pero yung Iloilo Con, I think okay siya. Diba? Baguio Con, okay siya.
Ayun. So
LB. LB Con.
Ano yung L? Ah, UPLB.
Oo, sobrang okay yun. LB Con.
Okay.
So, yun yung nangyari this year. This year lang yun. Sobrang...
Ayun. Yeah, so...
free food. Good guys. Yung mga Marshall, sobrang okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sige.
Dapat totoo yun natin. Pinapromote ko yun. Talagang puntahan yun.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Sige. I think, ano.
Yeah, I think that's enough.
Pero wait lang. Last, ano.
Sige pa.
Eh, late ka kasi.
Sorry.
Kung inagahan natin.
Binyag kasi. Nalate ako eh. So, to make up from the, ano, after nice party. Diba? Kailangan ko kumanta ng mga at least 2 songs. Diba?
2 songs.
Parang wedding singer lang.
At least. Oh,
minimum yun eh, diba? 2 songs.
Hindi ko alam yun. May unspoken rule.
Kumanta ko ng Enter Sandman. Tsaka, oh, pang ano, pang binyag kaya yung Enter Sandman, diba?
Hindi ko alam yun eh.
Oo, lalaking stigin yung bata. Diba? Ano mga ba isa? Ah, Rehab yung isa pang kinanta.
Amy Winehouse?
Yes, magaling ako.
I'm surprised they have a -1 ready for that, Enter Sandman.
Hindi kasi alam nilang pupunta ako eh. So ni-ready na nila. Sabi ko, pahanda yung Enter Sandman na.
-1.
Oo.
Hindi, wow. Siguro, wait, last question ko lang. Anong, yes. So ano yung day job mo?
Art teacher.
Saan?
Nakapuntahan niyo kasi ako.
Hindi.
That's a no. That's a negatory.
Ah, okay. Basta.
Nene, pero art, legit siya. Nagsuturo ako ng art sa mga bata.
So, elementary, high school?
I think elementary. Hindi ako apektado nung K-12. Although, na-late yung simula ko dahil ina-adjust yung program ko.
For that?
Kasi nagtagdagata sila ng grade 7. Tapos hindi ko magets. Hindi nila magets kung saan ako ilalagay. Tapos in the end, same year levels lang pala yung tuturuan ko. Parang sayang lang yung hindi ako, mga araw na hindi ako makita. Diba? Fuck them. I'm sorry. Pero proud ako dun sa trabahong yun. Then sana, I don't know, I'm appealing to Noy-Noy. I don't know.
What?
Medyo,
final word mo.
Mas maganda yung kinikip. Hindi lang sa teachers eh. More on everyone. Sana mas mataas yung minimum wage. Diba? Yun lang.
Yun na ba ang ano mo? Yun na ba yung pipe bomb mo?
Hindi naman. Friends kami ni Noy-Noy. Hangout kami paminsan. From time to time.
Sa Google Hangout?
Hindi ko alam yun actually.
Ano? Parang siyang video chat.
Yeah, chat, I
don't want to see him. Conference. I don't want to see his face. Eh, pero sana mas mahaba pa parang bitin. Eh.
So tatilababad lang kayo ganun.
What you doing?
He has hair.
Huh?
It's implying.
No, I have hair.
Ikaw yung nagtutwirl.
Ako yung nag-check up on him. Kasi single ba siya? No. Not that mental image. Okay. Iwasan niyo.
Talaga. Yung mga mental images na gano'n, dapat talagang sinusunog.
Dapat talaga kinakalimutan na eh, di ba?
Dapat talaga hindi pinag-usapan.
Dapat hindi ini-imagine.
Pero pinag-usapan pa rin natin.
Taboo. Yung parang yung pangit na member sa Black Eyed Peas.
Sino?
Si Taboo. Mukhang kabayo.
Sama.
No, I'm not kidding. Yun yung description ng mga kaibigan ko. Sino si Taboo dyan? Yung mukhang kabayo. It's accurate, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
Siya lang naman yung mukhang kabayo. Siya rin si Vega nung sa Chun-Li. Basta.
Huh?
Basta, okay. Hindi siya bagay maging
Vega. The Kristen Crook movie.
Hmm? Yes, exactly.
Sir, talaga yun.
The Legend of Chun-Li or
whatever. Doon si Liu Kang, di ba? Si Robin Cho.
I don't understand why that was even made.
It's yes. Like, wala pang success ang Street Fighter films.
Yeah.
Sobra. Nandun din si Liu Kang.
Kahit yung very first Street Fighter?
Nandun din si Liu Kang.
Astigan ako sa very first Street Fighter movie.
No.
Nung bata ako, astig siya.
Magkampihan kayo ni Chad. As in, pinagtatanggol niya rin yung Street Fighter.
Hindi ko naman pinagtatanggol, pero sinasabi ko, nung bata ako, sobra akong astigan dun.
Because of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Because of everything na come to life yung Street Fighter.
Okay.
Pero syempre ngayon,
parang mas maganda pa nga yung ginawa ni Jackie Chan. Sa City Hunter.
Hindi ko nababalik.
Ispinoof niya si, may isang scene lang. Yes. Pero mo, alam ni Teddy.
He got electrocuted by a computer, video arcade, and then he turned into Chun-Li.
Oh, pero hindi siya full film.
Yeah, it's like just for a certain fight scene.
Sobrang okay yun. Yes, YouTube mo yun. Yun yung assignment mo ngayon, Hub.
Yeah.
YouTube, Jackie Chan, Street Fighter, City Hunter. Okay.
Nice lang.
Maganda yun. Huwag mo kong bigyan ng false sense.
Fine. Mukha naman.
Sana mas mahaba pa kasi parang bitin eh. Parang ayoko pa mag-end eh. Sana never-ending story na yun to. Mas nakasakay tayo dun sa malaking aso, di ba?
Falcor.
Yes, exactly.
Ano to? Sorry, di ko gets.
What?
Thank you for being here,
never
Teddy.
Never-ending story.
Shit, hindi ko napapanood yun.
Thank you.
You haven't
Thank
watched
you,
Neverending Story?
No.
Come on.
90s.
Sorry, hindi natin. This gem, yan. Bawat.
Tiga mo, marami kayo natutunan dito sa podcast na to. Mapapa-research kayo kung ano yung Neverending Story at ano yung sinasabi ng malaking aso, diba?
Hindi ko nga alam yung Gem and the Holograms, eh.
Oh, I know that. Too.
80s yun. Talaga? 80s yun. Mas matagal pa yan kaysa sa...
That was an iChannel.
Hindi ko nabuti kasi puro, sa iChannel puro Arthur lang pinapanood ko, eh.
He-Man. Sa bahay nila He-Man, Thundercats.
Arthur lang talaga. For some reason, na-addict ako sa Arthur. Mm. At KT.
Yun yung daga, di ba?
Yeah.
Daga ba siya?
Aardvark.
Okay. Close enough.
Well,
parang si Cerberus, di ba? It's Aardvark.
Tama. To be fair, yung bata ko. Kala ko talaga bear. Si
Owen Hart.
Sino?
Owen Hart. Aardvark. Hindi, okay. Hindi mo mag-gets. Kasi, ano na siya ni... Some sensation guy, di ba?
Sino?
Impersonate. I think I am an aardvark. Basta, i-search nyo rin.
Yeah, I'll look that up. I might have missed that one.
Okay, yung mga little details mo na parang
no, masakit na... Matagal na nanonood ng wrestling, so parang wala akong na-miss na details. So, pinanood ko. DX yun, DX. Some Jason Sensation nata. Impersonate niya si Owen Hart.
Yeah. Ah! Oo.
I remember that time. Okay. Like,
yung payat, sobrang payat.
Yes, yes. So, okay, nag-impersonate nata siya ng Nation of Domination.
Oo, ginagago nila.
Okay. It's gonna be okay. Wrestling talk.
Okay.
Yeah, yung pinapahaba ko lang kasi sobrang enjoy ako.
Ah, di ko.
Sana mas mahaba
pa. Yeah, may part 2 pa to next time.
Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. We'll do more parts next time. We have a lot to talk about still, so let's do another one with more people actually, I think.
Or kahit kami. Ako at si Noel, di ba? Kasi may digital theater naman kami, di ba?
Huh?
Excuse, may excuse.
Digital theater. Promote.
Ah, hindi. Nag-try kasi kami na ano eh. Mag-try. Try lang namin mag-drawing via Photoshop lang. As in, walang papel. Yun, as in, trip-trip lang. Tapos yun. Naging strip siya, naging joke siya. So, I think na-like nyo na tayo. Or hindi pa.
I'm not sure.
Kung hindi pa, i-like nyo na.
Sige.
Okay.
Noel and Chappell's Digital Theater.
Another the homework for us.
Dami. Yes. Sige, yes. Sige.
Sorry. Teacher kasi. Sanay sa mga homeworks.
Ako, ang sagot ko dyan sa homework. Homework?
Okay na.
Fuck that.
No. Mabagsak ka, Hub.
Eh, hindi mo ako enrolled eh, so...
Hindi. Hindi ka makakapag-ano, hindi ka makakapag-pants. Ang kaki shorts ka lang. Forever.
Although to be fair, naka-shorts nga ako today.
Oo nga. Kaki.
So...
Kaki shorts.
So, it's too bad. Naka-shorts na ako.
hindi ka na pwedeng i-embarrass for hairy legs.
Hindi na.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, end of the world na.
Medyo. Okay, sige. Okay. We're good.
De, joke lang.
I guess this is our cue to end the podcast.
Kasi sinasakop to kami ng aliens.
Yeah.
Medj.
Pinaprobe na yung pat namin.
Ew. Huwag naman. Kahit na medyo, ano naman, medyo favor na may ass ko, di ba?
Okay. Close.
Time to end.
Marami pa tayong
mapag-usap. It's time to end this.
But when I start talking about my ass, do we end it?
Now? Yes. Every time you start talking about your ass, it means it's time to end this.
Kasi ang ganda ng ass ko eh.
Yes, and it's
what
time to go.
What do you get when you cross an owl with a bungee cord?
I know.
My ass. Yeah. Enough.
Okay. Sige. Thanks, Chappell. Who is that? That's not your real name, pero sige.
No, don't shoot me down.
Shut down.
In a place of glory. Shut down.
Ayaw nga, no? Yun ba yung third song
sorry,
mo today?
Hindi, ayaw. Pagod na ako. So, kanta ng Enter Sandman. Naka-stress.
Okay, sige. Thanks.
Alright, thanks. Okay.
Thank you, boys.
Bye.
Okay, and that was the interview with Dark Chappell.
Let's be informal about it. You can call him Chaps.
Chaps, okay. That was our interview with Chaps.
Chaps, chapped lips.
Yeah, all things considered, though, that was a pretty good interview.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think, you know, we talked about this earlier, and you said he's one of those people in comics that's been there for a long time, but it's... You know, it's
probably doesn't get as much recognition or doesn't get as much attention, but they, considering like he's probably like one of those mainstays who everybody just knows it when Comic-Con season comes around and who everybody talks to, but no one really goes spends time or like talks about his history. And I think by us doing this interview, we find out a lot of interesting things.
Yeah, we shed more light into his inner workings, you know, how he thinks. Well, we'd like to think so, but you know, it's funny because you know, before this podcast, whenever we see him at Comic-Con, it would just be, you know, one of those things you say to your acquaintances. Oh, hey, it's always two lines. Hey, what's up? Yeah, how you doing? All right, cool. Okay, all right. I gotta go. See you, man. it's more or less like that before, but now you know, getting to know more about him and how he thinks,
well, the struggles he's been through.
Right, and you wouldn't think that
he would have doubts in himself.
Yeah, considering like the amount of material he gets to churn out every time and every Comic-Con, you think like this guy's got it all figured out.
Yeah, and he's a pretty, you know, if you from the outset, he's a pretty chill guy, you know.
Yeah.
Not serious, not too serious, you know. He's pretty always cheerful.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing really bothers him, I think, you know, from the outset. And, you know, it gets to a point that, you know, you just see that, you know, everyone has their own thing that they deal with. And they don't really just say it a lot. And he told us right after the interview that he doesn't really talk a lot about this to other people until now. And, you know, that brings joy to my heart, I think. Cause, you know, I think this is one of the things that we wanted to do with this podcast.
Yeah, we're a therapy session now.
Cheaper than therapy, I think.
Yeah, so if other comic artists who wants to talk about their stuff and issues, yeah, we'll probably do the same thing too.
Yes, but although it'll be quarterly, so, you know, no, we'll do as much as we can. But, you know, going right back into it, it's funny that, you know, you realize that... That they're people too, you know, mm-hmm. much like everyone else, much like you, me, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter like whether you're famous or not, or like whether people think you're doing a lot of good work or not. It's like everybody goes through the same thing. And apparently, like, even happy people are no exceptions.
Right. And even more so for the sad people. All right.
Okay. I think that's a bit too much.
No. Let's not go into there. Yes. Anyway, but, you know, the thing is, you can't really pass judgment easily. Because, you know, even in this day and age of everything being up online, you know, everyone knows what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's all a facade in the end, you know. You show this facade, this image through a window, and that's what people sees. But you know, the walls of the window, you don't really know.
Yep.
You show yourself at the window, through the window, but you know, beyond that, you don't really know.
Yep.
So there, I mean, it's pretty good. I'd really love to talk to more creators, comics creators, and you know, get to know, you know, what they're thinking, what they're.
So overall, this is a pretty good interview.
Right, and. I can't really plug any events except for November.
That's Comic-Con.
Right. So I'm pretty sure we won't have anything by November again. Oh, no. We wouldn't have an episode again by then. So I guess this would be it before that.
Yeah. So probably just wait for something to come out by Christmas. We'll probably have a Christmas special.
Yeah, we can do one of those BBC Christmas specials one.
Yes.
Just in time for that, you know.
We should interview Santa Claus if he makes comics.
I don't think he does.
Crap. What other Christmas things make comics? Well, we'll figure it out. We got months to do it.
Yeah. So, all right. So, the only thing I can promise you now, we'll be at Comic-Con. We'll most likely be sharing a booth with the Drop Dead Dangerous guys. Mike Bente, Bench Bartolome, Chad Cabrera, Sam Gungon.
Yep. Do buy their stuff too.
Yes, we'll be an awesome, awesome faction. Better than DX, better than The Shield, better than the NWO. We'll be there.
Yes, I don't... that reminds me, we should think of an acronym then if we're going to be better than them. We don't have an acronym right now.
Lockjaw Whip. Whipjaw. Lock Whip.
I think we need to discuss it with them first before we...
Happy Whip. Happy Lock Whip. Lock Happy Jaw Whip.
Anyway, I think we should just end this right now before we just think of something very weird.
All
right,
take it away.
And anyway, as always, the opinions, views stated within the podcast are those of the people who said them and may not reflect the views and opinions of the comics community at large.
Lock Whip Jaw.
Okay, that's it for this interview. We
hope Jaw Lock enjoy. Whip. Jaw Lock Whip.
Okay,
Happy Whip. Happy.
No, we gotta go.
Fuck.